Mitchell's Front Page with Mitchell Dye.
94.7 The Pulse. You're on Inside Out Breakfast with Kate and Phil, and that was J.R. Rain with his song Montgomery. Sounds like he'll be a good act to check out this weekend at the Motor City Music Festival. But in the studio now, we have got Mitchell Dye.
Good morning, Mitch.
Really well. And I have to say, first up, thank you so much for helping us being back in the studio on Saturday when we were down at Paco Festa broadcasting live. You did a great job.
Well, so did you guys. I really enjoyed the coverage. Even though I was here in the studio, I felt like I was there.
Oh, see? Oh, what a great guy. Fantastic. Flattery will get really you good. Everywhere.
Yes, it will, especially with me.
Yeah.
But I was down there for the earlier part of the day, and I just noticed as the day went on, it seemed to get more and more humid. So just as it got really humid, that's when I came in here and sat under the air conditioning.
Yeah.
So I wasn't complaining.
You did it right, seriously. Seriously. No, it was a really great day, actually. I just thought it was a fantastic event. I left with a real buzz at all the different things I'd seen. So, Mitchell, you're coming up on after 9 o'clock with your show, Mitchell's Front Page, and what can we expect this morning?
Oh, there's so much to talk about, isn't there?
Yes.
We've got legal Q&A with Coulter Roche lawyer. So Anne's going to be coming in. They're going to be talking about the assets that can be divided up after a divorce. That's from their family law team. So if you have any questions about that, you can always give us a call on 5222-5947. It's not very often that you get access to free legal advice.
Yep.
So and give us a call.
It's just good to get the information, isn't it, and the background about things so that you're aware if something like that ever happens to you.
That's right.
It's a really good segment.
And unfortunately, family breakdown is closer than you think, so you just never know what's around the corner.
That's it. Yes, that's it. And it's a common thing now, and it's something that as a society we've all just got to deal with, because if it doesn't happen to us, it'll happen to someone we know
very closely, yes.
Yep.
So that's always a really good segment. Stephanie Asher will be in, of course, and
your regular,
to talk about. I mean, that segment's just taking on a life of its own.
Is it?
Like, there's always just so many things to talk about each week that we run out of time. So I want to touch a little bit more on the bullying that she spoke about last week with the online internet trolls, because I was reading a very interesting article in one of the News Limited papers about this group of trolls, and they all go onto dead people's Facebook pages and say how good it was that they're dead, just to get family members all up and about. So, perfect topic. Yes, you just you can't imagine why.
You cannot
bury those trolls.
Yes. But this guy, I think he said he's been banned from Facebook 250 times, kicked off Twitter about 75 times. It just defies belief.
Yeah, but what is going on?
How does he get back on if he's been banned?
Creates a new profile, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. So it's a very difficult thing. Yeah, because they're all anonymous on Facebook and Twitter to a large extent, those trolls.
Yep.
Yeah. And Stephanie was talking, I think, last week about a woman who has, you know, just a normal corporate job, but on the train on the way to the job, that's when she did all her trolling.
So that's just unbelievable. So we don't know who they are. They could be lurking among us.
They could be your passenger beside you.
Yeah, that's right. And they're, you know, a 55-year-old man pretending to be a 16-year-old girl or who knows. So, yeah, that's just the place that the internet is. We'll also touch on our great weekend of events at Geelong, of course, Paco Festa. But Stephanie was at the air show with Committee for Geelong.
Ah, fabulous.
And we love the air show. I've been to every air show since 2003, but missed out on this one.
Oh.
That's all right.
That's, well, you would have seen some planes, though, going overhead.
Exactly. You heard them as well.
Yes.
It sounded like thunder and lightning.
It did. On Saturday, I think it was Friday night, actually, there was the sound like big booms, wasn't there?
That's right. Them breaking the sound barrier, maybe.
Oh, that might have been
very noisy.
You know, not late Friday night, about 7 o'clock, we saw the big fuel plane fueling three other jets.
But some of my Facebook friends that have no interest in aviation whatsoever, suddenly on the weekend they're all plane gurus, pictures of themselves in front of all sorts of aircraft. So it's just amazing what these local events do, isn't it?
And I think we're so lucky. I always say it, but we're so lucky here. We seem to get everything.
Mm.
This year already we've had the Cadell Evans bike race, the air show, Paco Festa, and I mean the boat race on Australia Day down on the bay.
That's right.
All the rowing regattas, and I mean that's just the tip of the iceberg.
Motor City Music Festival is coming up. We've had the Apollo Bay.
And we've only just lost
seafood,
right, which we're calling our own.
Yeah, we're claiming that. Hello to everyone in Apollo Bay, including Liz, who should be here in the studio. We miss you.
Liz, where are you?
Because I enjoyed
the unplugged version of Inside Out Breakfast this morning.
Unplugged? Is that what we're going to call it?
It's a bit back to basics.
Back to basics.
I love it.
Fantastic. I love it. It's raw.
It is.
Maybe that's what we should call the Friday version.
Unplugged breakfast, back to basics. I love it.
We also talked Monday sport on the program. Cool. I think Geelong went down by 8 points yesterday.
No.
Which is a shame. But anyway, it's only the NAB challenge, so who cares?
Yeah. We don't want to go too high. We might get injured.
That's right. Don't pick too early.
Don't pick early.
I don't really worry about those
pre-season.
No. I'm not ready yet. It's got to be sort of April. It's still summer. You know, it's got to be April before I fully get into it.
April 6 is our first game. Getting all set for that.
I'm sorry to tell you guys, summer ended yesterday.
No, it's still going in my mind.
In your mind.
Usually in March in Geelong, we get some of our hottest weather, so I'm hanging in there.
Yeah, I'm surprised you can hang in March.
No, that's it. It does. It gets right up there. Sounds like a good show coming up, Mitch.
That's right. Plenty
always
to talk
is.
About.
Always oh, is.
You. Same with you guys. I love it.
Thanks, Mitch. And I love getting into the car after I've been in the studio. Popping your show on, and I just still feel connected.
So nice.
But it's all good. I've actually learned a lot of things from listening to your show.
Oh, okay, then. That's good.
Totally. Yep, absolutely have. It's always a good chance to catch up on what's going on. So we're about to sign off. I'm going to go to a couple of station announcements, and then we'll get to the news.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks a lot.
See you next week, everyone.
Mitchell's Front Page with Mitchell Dye. Mondays and Tuesdays from 9 till 11 on 94.7 The Pulse.